This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 592, The Gift That Keeps Giving. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures from Pops to Dorbs, Rides to Mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever-boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
The hype for BlizzCon 2018 has begun, and so has our planning for this year's Con Before the Storm.
Con Before the Storm will bring together fans and content creators for all of Blizzard franchises once again at the Anaheim Hilton on November 1st.
This is the largest Blizzard community-built event, and it's made possible thanks to everyone who supports our Kickstarter campaign, which is now live at conbeforestorm.com.
Our initial funding goal is $13,500, and we're confident we can hit that goal with the community's help.
As always, we plan to include meet-and-greet opportunities with dozens of content creators, including artists, podcasters, Twitch streamers, esports personalities, and much more.
Returning fan favorites that are already confirmed for this year include badge artists Egg Dishes and Tepish, as well as the return of shirt and button designer Nadia Lee.
Finally, it wouldn't be Con Before the Storm without World of Podcasts, which will be celebrating its six-year anniversary.
However, our plans for World of Podcasts have grown, as have the costs to make it a reality, and we need your help to bring World of Podcasts back for its best year yet.
Get ready for a great night of podcasting content should we hit our stretch goal of $24,500.
To learn more about our plans, stretch goals, and backer rewards, go to conbeforestorm.com and follow at conbeforestorm on Twitter for ongoing updates. See you at BlizzCon!
Hey, this is Ben Brode, technical game designer on Hearthstone, and you are listening to the Dawnforge Network.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and we have Toasty. How are you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing fantastically. It's been a great but tiring week.
What? Did somebody say fan? Hey, that's me.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, hi. Fan, how you doing?
I am doing fabulous. I'm tired. So tired. But fabulous.
That's good. Fabulous is good, tired not good.
It goes hand in hand.
All right. So, Fenn, how was your week in WoW?
I logged on right before the show today to find out what's going on this week in WoW. Not a lot of WoW playing. I did take some time to play Diablo because of season stuff, but... Gotta hop back in the WoW bandwagon. Yeah, that's maybe that's my this week goal. Seeing as when I was logged in, it told me that my sub had like 30 minutes left, and that was like, I don't know, 25 minutes ago. So yeah, I gotta enter my credit card and buy another 6 months before I forget. I canceled it last time. Because the changeover from the US to being Canadian for us, the currency changeover, and I think it looked like it was slightly better for us at the time. I don't know what that still is, but I just canceled it, and I was going to reapply at some point, and I kind of forgot.
Well, I pay $15 Canadian per month, and I'm good with that.
Nice. And I'm going to probably do it in 6-month intervals because then I don't have to worry about it. And I know I'm going to play anyways. Not quite sure how much sometimes, like in the past 2 weeks, but still just do it.
Yeah, like for me, buying the game cards at Shoppers for $30 for 2 months is the best deal.
Yeah.
Hands down. Hmm. Like it's, I think, nearly $20 a month through Blizzard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yee.
So I will just buy like 3 game cards and get 6 months.
And buying tokens for gold is the best deal because it's $0.
I disagree with that assessment. That is not $0. It is time, which is money, and therefore is a cost.
Jeez, that's
true. Are you a goblin now? Is that what's going on?
Time is money, friend.
So,
wait,
funny
what
story.
Faction do you play?
Alliance. I'm an Alliance goblin.
Mm-hmm, that doesn't happen. A gnome? Do you have a gnome?
I do not have any gnomes. If no? If there was ever any gnomes created on my account, I blame my nephew, and they've been deleted.
So here's the funny story. I've been responding for a little bit, and I noticed
that
I was muted in Discord.
Ah.
I unmuted my mic to talk, so my recording picked it up. Yeah, good times. I'm going to blame it on being in new surroundings and, like, getting used to everything again.
Just blame it on Mendros. It's fine. He'll understand.
Well, that's flub one for Fandeath and flub one for Toasty. So, so far you guys are tied for who's going to be editing the show tonight. Good job.
Wait, what? Yuri said you were editing it.
Did you see what's in chat? I said, whoever makes the most flubs tonight ends the show.
Where did you say that? I don't. Oh, right there.
You know what? So, I think Medros gets 2 flubs because he invited me and Toasty on the show to be hosts.
But that was a flub from 2 years ago. You cannot hold to that.
It exists throughout everything.
Flubs are eternal.
Yes.
Especially flubs of this nature because we're still on the show.
Nature and magnitude. Yes.
I see.
What up? What up?
So you're going to play that game, are you?
No, I'm not playing no games, dude.
I would respectfully disagree with that assessment.
Well, I mean, he's not playing WoW right now because his account probably lapsed.
Yeah, that's true. But there's always Diablo. Or Hearthstone.
Are you volunteering to co-host Shattered Stillstone as well? Or
let me check my calendar. When does it go?
They record Sundays.
Sundays? Oh, my Sundays are busy.
I figured that would be the case.
Yeah.
How about your Tuesdays?
Tuesdays? They're pretty open now.
Okay, I'll see the one changed then.
Oh, while I don't raid, it's open. I guess I missed one more thing. I did log into Hearthstone as well, to try to get the weekly thing last night, but I failed on one attempt, and then I'm like, I should just go to bed. So that was all I did. Terrible. So terrible. Medros, how was your week? Oh, sorry. Before we get to that, I just wanted, while you were playing the bumper for Calm Before the Storm, I went and looked it up, and they've raised $20,000 so far through their Kickstarter. So right on for them.
Yeah, that's in a relatively short time, too. That's only been live for, what, less than a week?
Yeah.
And they're almost funded. It's almost like people like their party.
Well, their initial goal was 14,000. And then they have stretch goals, right?
Also, they've beat their goal?
Yeah.
Their running goal was 13,500, and they're at 15,000 now. Canadian, anyway.
Where did you see 20,000, Ben? Are you looking at the right Convoy of the Storm movie?
No, I'm looking at 2017. Well then.
I didn't think they were funded yet. They're close.
Well, that's another flub, Medros.
Yeah, they're 17,000.
You better edit that out.
It's yeah, okay. Sure. We'll see where we stand.
15. Oh, so they're like, wow, they're so close.
I'm sure it'll be there by the end of the week by this rate.
Yeah.
That's good to see them doing so well.
Oh, yeah.
So, Toasty, how was your weekend WoW?
My weekend WoW was mostly uneventful because, hey, I moved this weekend.
So I guess we can lie you to that.
That cut into my WoW time a little bit. Basically, Thursday till yesterday, I was packing and unpacking and moving stuff. But I did manage to get some time in last night while I was watching the Preds game. And what did I do? I had like my classic alt ADD moment where, okay, I'm going to log into my warrior. No, wait, I'm going to log into my rogue. No, wait, I'm going to log into my paladin and not even finish having it load in before I just close the window so I can choose another character. Warrior. Back to mage. I was all over the place. I didn't get long-term questing or anything in on any of my characters. I did do some Mythic Plus with Scary Scott on, I want to say, Friday night? I think that sounds right. Yeah, Friday night, because it was after the Jets game.
Yeah, I was looking at the chat there. Were you actually down at the party downtown, or?
Huh? Were you? I was in my downtown office.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're one of those people who are waving at people.
Yeah.
Because when I was leaving the event, I saw a bunch of people in your office waving people.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Waving people up to like to come visit or something. But I couldn't see who it was, and I was on the far side of Donald from you guys, so.
That's where I was hanging out. Because I did not want to, like, walk into that crowd of 15,000 people.
I heard it was, like, over 40,000 people.
I think the Winnipeg police eventually said there were 36,000 people in the surrounding area. Okay. But I think that includes the people in the arena.
Yeah, because the capacity for the actual area was only 15,000. And so the number is like the total throughput as well. So the people that went and then left and then other people went in. And yeah. Then everybody moved over to Forge and Maine. Because surprise, yeah, surprise.
Wasn't so happy about that.
Why?
I was trying to catch a bus going up Portage, and that turns at Portage and Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I filed like 4 complaints with Winnipeg Transit about everything that happened that night. Because bus driver pulled up to the right up, like past the stop up to the corner of Donald and Portage. Next bus stopped at Smith and Portage, and a bunch of people ran over and grabbed a bus, even though there were people at the stop who very much needed to get on a bus and, you know, could use seats on a bus who were stuck waiting longer. The next bus turned on from Donald onto Portage, ignoring all the people waiting at the bus stop. So it was like an hour and a half, from the end of the game before I was actually on a bus heading out to my end of town.
Wow.
Yeah. Very unhappy with how that went. And I filed several complaints, over how all that went. Cause, first off, they should have had buses waiting. They didn't. And it just went downhill from there.
Oh, you know, I was at home within 20 minutes of leaving.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. That was good. I got home around midnight.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I was at home the whole time.
You know what really would have been awesome, Toasty? If somebody who I knew in the area could give me a ride up to, like, up to Polo Park, would have been awesome.
Oh, I avoided Polo Park. I didn't drive by Polo Park. I expected the traffic around there to be terrible.
Polo Park was was dead when I went by.
No. Alrighty then. I got nothing then.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't even know you knew I was down there, so. But yeah, I smuggled in drinks because I wasn't willing to pay $6 for a small bottle of Coke Zero. Brought a chair and sat down during the intermissions, and it was a hell of a party. Yeah, that was a game. That was a game.
Yep.
But this is not All Things Hockey. Yeah, or All Things Jets.
So yeah, I attempted to do some Mythic Plus after the Jets game. I got through one with Scary Scott and company before I called it a night. And I called it a night because I don't even, like, this is how tired I was. Just keep in mind, on Friday, I was moving stuff. And then I went to the Jets party. Well, the Jets party in my office. And partied there. So I was very tired at that point.
So you didn't work?
Hmm?
You didn't work on Friday?
No, I was moving stuff all day.
But not working.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I think on Friday I got up at like 6, started packing up my car and all that other stuff. Anyway, so I was so tired that I was falling asleep throughout the dungeon. I don't even remember what dungeon we did. I do know we, you know, got through it in time. It was a low key. I think it was a 4 or 5. Nothing strenuous because after forming a group, we realized that nobody had keys. So we had to find a group that would either take 3 DPS or just, yeah. Eventually Scott and his friend changed to a tank and healer. So that made it a little easier for us to find a group. And we blasted through that, and by the end of it, I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember what it was. It was the Halls of Valor. Because Odin bugged out on us. Like, we got the, you know, dungeon completed notification and all that, but he was still, like, hostile. So, we beat him down for a little bit longer. I think we got him down to about, I want to say around 50% before he finally, you know, stopped being hostile and let us loot.
Wow.
And to top it off, like, the affixes for Mythic Plus last week were, like, were the trash-centric affixes. And both me and Scott got upper... Was it upper or lower Kara? We got a Kara, which is not conducive to Mythic Plus if you've got any trash-centric affixes. So, I called it a night because I was falling asleep. I don't know if they actually went on to do that Mythic Plus, but if they did, it sounded terrible. Just because of the Mythic Plus affixes last week. I'm saying affixes a lot to the point where it's lost all meaning. Affix.
In fairness, it has no meaning to some of us anyway, so don't worry. All
right. Yeah, that was my weekend. Well, I'm hoping now that I'm mostly settled in, I can get some more time in, especially now that I don't have to worry about helping to take care of my nephews. I have so much alone time. It's fantastic. I can play all the games. It's going to be glorious.
I'm glad you'll have more time. So my week in WoW, not very much. I actually played another game a lot more than I did WoW this week. I played just a little bit of XCOM.
What's XCOM? I don't even know.
Well, okay, so XCOM is basically an alien invasion game. So, like, it's basically a mix. Well, I would the best way I could put it is it's a mix of real time strategy and turn based. Yeah, I guess turn based adventure. I played the original way, way back when. I think it was like 90s. Maybe 80s. I don't remember how long ago that was. And then they redid it. And I had to get it when I heard they'd come up with a new version of it. So the newer version has a lot of the same feel. So the original came out in 1994. The newer one came out in 2012. Much better graphics, much better UI, much better gameplay. However, as part of some Humble Bundle, I guess, that I got ages ago, I had the old XCOM games as well. So I decided to play the old XCOM just so I could get a feel for what it was like. Played that for, I think, probably like, let's see here. My Steam will tell me what it is, actually. Because I actually reinstalled Steam to play it. So upset myself. Let's see, library. Let's see. XCOM UFO Defense. I played 3 hours of it. It is a really, like, the old one really, really, like, shows its age badly. The new one, really good. Going into reinstalling it, I actually had already, like, 253 hours into the game already. And since then, I've got another, like, 7 or 8 hours this week. That's why I played more than WoW this week, actually. But it's a fun game, so I'm not upset about that. You should try it. It's good. It's a good game, I guess.
The good old end of expansion lull where we hear the call of other games for a change.
Yeah. It is that time. But yeah, that was kind of why we got. I did like my basic stuff, but I didn't do anything special. Yeah, like I don't have a lot that I want to do on my characters right now, so I should be playing my newly created allied races and stuff, but I just haven't really had the draft for that. So yes, the warlock is still, you know, low. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it is, actually.
No, don't lie, you're just taking all that time that you could be playing, you know, that warlock and playing Gnome Warrior. I get it. Gnome Warrior is a solid choice, I think.
Solid short?
Man, have you ever played, like, a Fury Gnome Warrior? The animations are just ridiculous, and I really love it.
I've never played a warrior, ever.
Well, that's your first problem.
Come on, I've at least played a paladin. I don't like it, but I've played it.
Okay. I got nothing to say, so.
All right.
not a lot of WoW, some WoW, but not much WoW, and some XCOM. So that was my week. So let us, I guess, talk about our first sponsor, I guess, is kind of the next thing we should do, I think. So our newest sponsor is the great folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzard universe, like Firefly, DC, and Game of Thrones. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko is from a series that I was really excited when I heard they were going to do this, and now that I see what they're doing, I'm even more excited. You guys know Bob Ross, right?
Yes.
Well, the first one that I wanted to do was, I guess the proper term is parody of Bob Ross. It's the Bob Ross Deadpool.
It's Bob Pool? Ross Pool? What do you even call that?
Awesome.
Well, I mean, yeah. Does he have a happy little mistake?
Well, I don't think there's actually like an easel in front of him, but I'm sure the entire thing is a mistake.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Thank you, Presley. I was actually looking for that right now. I should really think we actually have that handy. But yeah, I keep forgetting. But yes, so it is basically it's inspired by a commercial mild ad. Basically, Ryan Reynolds being funny and doing funny Deadpool stuff like he seems to like to do. That I swear, his outfit for Deadpool gets more use than any other character I've ever seen in a movie outside of that movie. Like, he does so much Deadpool stuff, it's not funny. Nice. So, yeah, that is the first one of our Funko Pops in the series, leading up to Deadpool 2, which comes out in the middle of next month. Now, I don't know if this is available on the on the Funko store. If it isn't, that's a travesty. But I do want you to check out the Funko store. They have lots of different options. Go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use the code Shop10 to save 10%. And if you want to thank Funko and Deadpool for the support of the show. All right, fam, what's going on this week?
Well, this week in WoW, number one, my account's expired, so I have to fix that.
That's an important thing to fix, yeah.
Yeah. But also, Pet Battle bonus event is going to be from April 24th to the 30th. And also a reminder that Volunteer Guard Day is going to be on April 28th. I do believe that is Saturday. Why was I going to say Thursday? But it's Saturday. One other thing is starting next week on next Monday, next show, is going to be Children's Week, and that's going to be from April 30th to May 7th. So log on and get your free pets. I mean, your kids to walk around with you.
Are the new kid models that we're expecting to see, those are going to probably be for next year, right?
I don't know. I didn't even know there was new models.
Well, they're in the alpha, but...
Spoilers!
I'm not saying what they are. I'm just saying that there is some models that should be related to kids.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing he's given the spoiler warning, because we do have some spoilery stuff to talk about. We're not going to go into detail about them.
There's not a lot of spoilery stuff.
I mean, there's a few things. There's a few things that came with the alpha.
There's one or two things.
Specifically two things. two things of note, anyway. There's been lots of other stuff going into the alpha, and, you know, that's expected. But the two big things that have people talking right now, curious. How much do you guys care about Lordaeron?
I'd like to see it back in human hands.
Well, that's where my character lived forever.
Well, if you're curious to see what's happened with Lordaeron, MMO Champion Wildhead have some information about what's going on there. We don't have full details yet. So some of the cutscenes that they've brought up are either not fully voiced, but have subtitles. Some of them don't have voices and subtitles. And it doesn't look like the animations are quite finished yet. Some of them look a little janky. But hey, it gives you the gist of it. So if you're at all curious as to what we're finding out about the battle for Lordaeron, you can check that out at MMO Champion at Wildhead. But that's not all. It's not all.
You get a card.
Well, you get more spoilers. Some spoilers. This is not... We're not getting as much information about the burning of Teldrassil as we are from the Battle of Lordaeron cinematics. But there's a questing video up, I believe, on both Emerald Champion and Wellhead, just as to the precursor to the burning of the big tree. So if you're at all interested in that, go over to there and check that out. It's illuminating. Yeah, I'll say it's illuminating for lack of a better term and desire to not spoil you. Also, I'm realizing the pun potential when saying that it's illuminating when we set a giant tree on fire.
There is some humor there, yes. Slight humor potential.
A little bit. You know those torches from Minecraft? They got nothing on this giant tree torch. Just saying. You'll be able to see it for miles and miles and miles. Potentially. I don't know. I haven't actually left Zuldazar yet in the Alpha.
Can you get to tell the show in the Alpha at this point? Or is it
normal? I haven't actually tried. The questing for Teldrassil begins in the Stormwind.
Okay.
Because, you know, King has to tell you to go there.
That is generally a good plan, yeah.
Yeah. So I imagine... Oh, wait, no. You do start... So the questing does take you there. But yeah, that's it. That's all I'm telling you. You want to know more, check out these cutscenes. Or wait until live. It's your prerogative.
All right.
I'll check out those cutscenes tomorrow.
All right, so... Are you guys looking for brown orcs?
I play undead and gnome. I don't think there's anything brown about that.
But those aren't orcs. Do you want brown orcs?
I'm not opposed to the idea.
But my orc is green. Thrall is green. I just don't understand. But
that's why they call him Green Jesus. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, that does make sense, yes. I agree. So what you're saying is you're anti-brown orc?
No.
Okay, what do you say then? I'm confused.
He's apathetic towards the idea.
I just don't play one.
I don't know what they look like.
Mm. I mean, I know the Maghar because I used to do things for them way back in Burning Crusade when I was on Outland?
Yes.
Wow. This is horrible that I can't remember these things.
Well, I, for one, am intrigued, though likely will never touch, the Dark Iron Dwarves.
Nope, I am definitely dueling the Dark Iron Dwarf. That's going to be my paladin.
You're trying to make me hate you, aren't you?
Hey, you wanted me to play a paladin, you didn't specify what race.
You are correct. I did not specify a race.
I mean, the paladin I have right now is a dwarf.
At least you're not trying to roll a Zandalari paladin.
Oh, I would totally roll a Zandalari paladin.
I'm totally going to do that.
All right, you guys all fired.
Okay, bye.
All right.
I know you're planning to pay off your house with the show's income, Toasty, but sorry, it's not working out.
See, Medros, that's that's another two flubs that you just made because you tried to fire both of us on a show. What would you do for the rest of the show? I mean, we've been going for maybe half an hour?
Oh, the show would end right there.
Oh. Do you really want a half-hour show?
If I fired both my hosts, that would be the shows we would have, because that's about all people would be able to handle.
To be fair, if you fire hosts mid-show, it's hard to continue with the rest of the show.
Yeah, I would hire Frazzly and Zephira, and you know, they could fill in. They're good people.
No argument here.
Frazzly could edit. I mean, I know he's a little short on time, but
short on time. You know, he's a gnome.
You could even have special guests of Rathion and Emma. Like, it'd be fabulous.
Well, I mean, let's not go too far.
No, I think you should have Rathion and Emma on.
Well, I'm glad you have an opinion. Don't worry, Rathion, I'm pretty sure she feels the same about you. Anyways, yeah, so moving along. It's really interesting. They released the ability to actually, like, roll a Maghor Orc and the Dark Iron Dwarves as well. The models are pretty much what I would expect them to be. What do you guys think of the Maghor Orc models?
I really like them, actually, because it's... I mean, yeah, it's brown orcs at the end of the day, but it also, by the looks of it anyway, allows you to be a representative from any one of the tribes. Looks like these particular Maghar are from New Draenor. So you can be, you know, part of any one of those tribes, which is kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Like, it's each of the skins that it has available to them, it's not just brown. It's not just, you know, the brown that you picture, like, from the Outlands brown orc. There's various shades of it, and they got different piercings and all that other stuff. I forget which tribe has the skin piercings with the tooth. But a couple of them have that going, which is really cool. With the tooths. I can't believe I just said that. With the teeth. Wow. And you guys didn't catch on to that at all.
I was watching the video because I didn't see it before. These things are cool.
Yeah.
I like them.
Wow. Like, honestly, if somebody told me I had to play an orc, I'd pick one of the Maghar orcs. No more green orcs. None of that fell corrupted nonsense.
I like that. I do.
Yeah, like, for the Maghar orcs, I do like them. I do like they have more than just the brown. They do the gray as well for skin tone. The facial looks are definitely very interesting. And they have all the hairstyles that I think would look really interesting on a orc. So that's really cool. And I'm very curious to see how they're actually going to be unlocked in game.
I was watching a YouTube video earlier today. I think it might have been Talius and Avatel. Yeah. And they went through the customization options. Mm-hmm. And they actually were able to make a remake Grom Hellscream.
Cool.
Like, match the hairstyle and everything. That was pretty cool.
So that actually brings in another interesting thing, and that is an update to the model for Grom Hellscream from the Draenor version. He's aged a little bit. He's a little older, I guess. What do you guys think of this?
I think he looks like crazy awesome.
He does.
He'll go stomp somebody.
He looks like the badass grizzled warrior kind of thing, but does leave me with some questions. Like, what's happened? We've only been gone from Draenor for 2 years at this point.
He looks like he has two different pairs of shoes as well.
I didn't see... Really?
No, I think it's just something on... Like, he's got different things on the left side as the right side.
Oh, yeah, he's got like a shin guard on the left. And yeah. Nothing on the right. That's interesting. But yeah, dude's seen some stuff. He's done than he did when we last saw him.
Yeah. Do you think he's connected to the Magikar Works?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, we know he's not our version.
It'd be hard to be our version. Our version is dead and buried.
Yes.
And corrupted, so it's also great.
To answer the question that was we asked earlier, Delver's spell is still fully intact in the Alpha currently.
Okay.
I'm flying to the top of it. My memory's ahead. Anyways, yeah, I do think that the Grom looks pretty cool. I'm very curious on how that story's going to go. I assume there'll be a portal. I do wonder if what we're actually going to end up getting is the Magikar Orcs from Outlands, or if we're going to be getting the brown-skinned orcs from Draenor, and how that story is going to pan out is going to be very interesting to me. So, yeah, very intrigued to see how that's going to go, how that's going to work, and all that stuff. So, and I'm totally parking this character in Darnassus.
Oh.
Anyways, but yeah, I do think that Grom looks really cool. And yeah, I want to see his story. I want to see how they plan to introduce him, because I think a lot of people will be very surprised to see him. Because we left all that, and they said very clearly back then that Draenor people would stay on Draenor, and Azeroth people would go back to Azeroth, and there would be no bringing people with us. So how he's going to end up on our world? Very interesting to see. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, that would be. I'm just kind of at a loss. Like, I don't know what it would be.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. I'm sure they'll update the Alpha soon with more of that backstory. But yeah, it's really cool. For the Dark Irons, I really like the fiery look to them. Like, I'm sorry, the only two colors of hair for a Dark Iron Dwarf, red or gray, to me.
Well, I mean, that's not true.
That's the only hair color that I see actually fitting a Dark Iron Dwarf for myself, personally, is what I mean. I'm not specifically like, that's the only one you can use, just like, that's the only ones that would fit to me.
Okay.
Because their city is dark and fiery and yeah. What do you guys think of Dark Irons as a overall look?
I fully enjoy that all their hair has an option to be smoldering.
That's cool.
I'm also digging like the face tattoos. It's too bad that we don't have face tattoos available to normal dwarves, so I can make a wild hammer dwarf, please. That's what I want my shaman to be.
Oh. You're
not giving it to me. So I'm going to make a badass dark iron dwarf with a bunch of face tattoos, a paladin. Yeah, I really like the Dark Iron Dwarves. If I stick out any race for a paladin, that's gonna be it. It gets to the point where I just stop playing my paladin because I don't want to do it again and just start over with a Dark Iron.
All right, I think that's about it from the that section of our news. How about we move over to the next topic here, shall we?
Sure. So next up we have this thing that came out where you can now gift Blizzard Balance. So, if you feel like, gifting me some balance so that I can play WoW again, please don't, because I can pay for it. It's really neat that, I guess the write-up here says, struggling to find a perfect gift for a friend, or just hoping to give them the flexibility to choose their own gift, give them Battle Net Balance, and then they can use that, to buy their cards or buy, the next WoW expansion, buy some game time, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like that's really cool. I can't believe that this didn't exist before.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this just because, it does give a lot more options in the store for if you're looking for a gift for somebody and can't figure out what to give them. And let's face it, money's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that's why I named the show that.
that makes sense.
So, say I have $100 in Blizzard balance. Can I then gift part of that 100 already, or does it have to go through my bank?
It has to go through your bank. They say specifically that you will not be able to gift your own balance.
Okay.
Mm.
I guess my biggest concern, one of the biggest issues I've ever had with Blizzard balance is that it takes 3 days for it to be available. I've never quite understood why.
Huh.
And yeah, like I've added Blizzard balance and it's taken like 3 days to arrive. And I'm like, if I'm giving a gift, like, the whole benefit of it should be, I can give a gift and it's there right there, right then.
Well, isn't it because they're waiting for the little gnomes to go through the deep run tram with it?
Well, they should get those gnomes in gear and actually speed them up. I mean, they are gnomes after all.
Strap them to a rock and it'll be fine.
Nobody said they're perfect.
Oh, nobody did. You're right. Nobody did. Nobody did.
And they have to make sure that the method to buy this balance was legit and wasn't, like, stolen or anything. Those little gnome legs can only run so fast, so far. They get tired.
Like, I know that's your experience with the BattleNet the Blizzard balance or whatever they want to call it. But I've never experienced that. Like, I've been able to use Blizzard balance pretty like immediately.
Hmm. Yeah, always been delays for me. I don't know why.
Huh? That's odd.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Okay, hopefully that's not the case with any balance of you gift, because that would suck.
Especially if you buy it on your way to the party or something. But that's your fault, in my opinion.
Nothing says super last-minute gift, like a gift certificate, like a digital gift certificate purchased on your way to the party. The only way that can get more last-minute is if you, like, hey, what do you want? Okay, hold on. There you go. I sent you the money for it.
Which pet do you want? I'll give you the code.
Yeah.
So, with the cards that you buy, is that a BattleNet balance card too, or is that just a WoW sub card?
It's just a WoW sub card. It just applies time to your account.
Okay.
At least that's what it was when I used the cards back in the day.
Yeah. I still haven't seen Blizzard balance cards in the city here at all.
No, they probably won't have them because they're still all in American funds, eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
I didn't even think about that. Oh, wow.
Okay, why don't you?
I am Canadian.
Go, Jessica.
I'm sorry, Toasty. It's just kind of... Boom, it's right there. It just dropped it in front of me.
And that's the thing. Like, I say it all the time, but people in the guild, like Anna and Jess... Like, Anna claims to have not heard me say it until recently. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, you've known me for 9 years. There's no way that you've only heard me say A twice. Because I feel like that's a pretty like common part of my vocabulary.
Yeah. Me too. I do that a lot.
Maybe they just weren't paying attention. That's probably it.
They just stopped listening.
Yep. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. So, before we move on to the next topic. Guys, I guess it's kind of related to Blizzard Balance. Not really. But I went onto Amazon Canada website and went through support last week to ask them why they don't, or yeah, well, kind of why they don't have pre-orders and maybe when they're getting them or something. And I think they told me by the end of the month, they should have something figured out for pre-orders. So there'll be something on the website soon for anybody in Canada that's looking to pre-order through Amazon.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yay.
Less people to deal with. I don't like it.
All right, then. Moving along. So you may have heard a voice that sounds familiar at the top of the show, after the intro, and before my welcome back to All Things Azeroth. And that is Ben Brode. He is his role at Blizzard was technical director of Hearthstone. And for those who've been to BlizzCon or listened to the stream from BlizzCon, you have heard his voice many times. Early on, him doing the announcing of the different panels at BlizzCon, he was often confused for Chris Metzen, but Ben has a very different voice, and you can hear him. You can hear him far away. The first time that I met him was actually our first time at BlizzCon, and I was very thankful that I got a chance to pull him out of the mixer that we were at and get that soundbite from him. He announced late last week, I was on Friday, that he is departing Blizzard after 15 years at Blizzard and almost 10 years working on Hearthstone. And while I do feel that the team is in a place that it will continue strong after he's gone, it is sad to see him go. And I have no doubt that there's some really awesome stuff in Hearthstone that is there because of him. And I'm very, very curious how announcements are going to be in the future, because he definitely brings life and energy to those announcements. Not to diss anybody at Blizzard, but those were fun and interesting announcements, significantly because of Ben and what he brought to the table. So what do you guys think?
I mean, yeah, it's sad to see him go. The man was quite literally the voice of Hearthstone. And yeah, I feel like those announcements are not going to be the same anymore, just because, you know, when you hear something Hearthstone related, you're used to hearing that voice. And like you said, it's a very distinct voice that we've heard in many different ways. Like, he put out raps, I think, which was interesting. It was just, yeah. It'll suck to see him go, but, you know, good luck to him on whatever he's doing afterwards. I don't think he's actually said what he's doing, just that he's pursuing another opportunity.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing, because I really enjoyed his announcements and his stage presence and all that other thing. Like, when he made the announcements at BlizzCon, it was awesome. It got me excited for the game. So, you know, good luck to his future, and it'll be sad to see him gone, but, you know, sometimes people just need to explore new things to help themselves grow more, especially if they feel like they've kind of reached the climax of what they can do, where they are.
Yeah.
And it'll give somebody else an opportunity to fill those shoes, and, you know, somebody else could be really great as well.
Hopefully those shoes come with a loudspeaker or something like that. It's gonna be hard. Like, he's got a booming voice.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good luck, Ben.
All right. I think that's it for our news.
Yep.
So let's talk about Audible.
All right. So as usual, our second sponsor of the show is Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. And this week we're going to continue with the Percy Jackson series with Percy Jackson and the Battle of the Labyrinth. We'll play a clip right now.
"Welcome to good," the blonde girl said. "You are so going to love it." But as she looked me up and down, her expression said something more like, "Ew, who is this loser?" The other girl stepped uncomfortably close to me. I studied the stitching on her uniform and made out Kelly. She smelled like roses and something else I recognized from riding lessons at camp. The scent of freshly washed horses. It was a weird smell for a cheerleader. Maybe she owned a horse or something. Anyway, she stood so close, I got the feeling she was going to try to push me down the steps. "What's your name, Fish?" "Fish?" "Freshman?" Percy. The girls exchanged looks. "Oh, Percy Jackson," the blonde one said. "We've been waiting for you." That sent a major, chill down my back. They were blocking the entrance, smiling in a not very friendly way.
So once again, that was Percy Jackson and the Battle of the Labyrinth, written by Rick Riordan, narrated by Jesse Bernstein. You can find that and over 200,000 titles to choose from over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
Indeed. All right. So our question of the week from last week is, what's in your personal Warcraft Hall of Fame?
Frasley says, the most amount of rerolls in vanilla. I used to reroll characters once. What? I feel like there's something missing there. I used to reroll characters. Once I deleted a level 60 paladin because I was bored, and there's more than one reason to level a level 60 paladin in Frasley. Boredom is a good one. Just, you know, that's expected.
Spectacular Death says, level 60 Anixia's head. She was me and my guild's first raid boss. This was before achievements. I'm still exceptionally proud of the work we did to get people attuned, to learn the fight, and then down her.
And Rosenstern said, this isn't really Hall of Fame, but every single character I have has delicious cave mold in their bag because, well, it's delicious.
I did respond to Rosenstern in the question of the week channel on the Discord. The great thing about it being a personal Hall of Fame, it doesn't need to be, you know, anything that's traditionally Hall of Fame worthy. As long as you think it's worthy of your Hall of Fame, it's in there. So yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's all the answers we had this week. Just three again.
Hopefully we'll hear more next week with our question, what's your theory on how Grom went gray? More time travel shenanigans? Stress got to? Or maybe he just wanted to keep up with the trend and try out that Silver Fox look.
So, I'm going to go for option C.
He's not really pulling it off that well, though. He's just gray.
Maybe he got in a fight with the Dark Iron Dwarves and got soot in his hair. Yeah.
Well, that could be it. I'm going with something like time travel shenanigans. We don't know how time is flowing over there now. It could be flowing faster.
I'm going to say a dragon did it.
Rathion?
Yes.
I mean, let's be real. It's the Warcraft universe. A dragon did it is pretty much the go-to answer for you don't know how it happened. Similar to how in other universes, it's a wizard did it.
I mean, I took it a bit easy. I mean, it was an easy answer, but it's still a valid answer.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to hearing everybody else's valid answers, so, you know, go ahead and answer us. Either via Twitter or in our Discord. And I'm going to remember to copy and paste that in there now.
We dare you. We dare you to answer this question. All right. Don't think we got any emails?
I do not see any, no.
Okay. Good. I didn't miss anything. shoutouts. How about you go first, Toasty?
I'm going to give a shout-out. There's two parts of the shout-out. because I don't remember if I did this last week, but shout out to Seraphis for having me on the Sundering a couple weeks ago. I had a lot of fun. Great. I'm also going to give a shout out to the Jets for allowing the hockey season to be extended by at least 4 more games.
At least. Ben, how about you?
I'm going to give a shout out to Zia for including that awesome picture of Toasty two-fisting the beer at a BlizzCon, or a Con Before the Storm years and years ago, because that's awesome. As soon as I saw it, I took a screen cap of it and sent it to Toasty. And yeah, much fun was had.
It's funny. I sent the link to the Kickstarter to a bunch of to my team.
Yeah,
because they're like, look, I used to be fun. Because now they know me as a guy who doesn't drink that much. It's funny how times change you.
Do they call you Old Grandpa Toasty?
No, I'm not that. I'm not even the oldest on my team.
If anybody is listening to the show who is a coworker of Toasty's, please adopt this. Thank you. Blame Fandeath.
Oh, man, Fandeath works with me.
You know, it's coincidental, isn't it? Very coincidental that that's the case.
What about you, Metros? What's your shout-out?
My shout-out is going to be to the Nashville Predators. Thank you in advance for losing to our team and letting them go on to the third round.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
I'm just assuming and predicting the future. That's all I'm doing. Leafs, one more game, and you move on.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, 3-1.
Be interesting.
Yep.
It's playoff season, guys. Otherwise, Bandef's entire side of the bracket is not going to happen to the end.
Sorry, guys, it's the playoffs, and we're Canadian. There's going to be some hockey talk for a little while.
And our team's there.
You bet they are. Oh, wow.
Second round. Yeah, I guess Pittsburgh's okay. Anyway.
they get me so many points for the legit hockey pool that I'm in.
Oh, so ours isn't the legit one. Okay, I understand that.
I don't know. I didn't spend $20 for ours.
Fair enough.
We should probably close out of this instead of talking hockey, though.
Well, yeah.
We're only at an hour. We have like another half an hour we got to fill. What are we going to fill with? Hockey talk? Pokemon talk?
That's a lot of editing, dude.
I know. We can end this now.
That's your fifth flub. I think you passed us all.
I have not flubbed.
Yeah, that's your fifth one.
No.
Well, your first two was supposed to be on the show.
All right.
You got no response to that, do you? Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. Anyways, let's do the outro.
All right. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WELL-5. That's 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Fandeath is at Fandeath. I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
All right, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care. Happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of game 2, 3, 2. We'll see.
I got nothing to add to this. See you guys and gals.
Bye-bye.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.